Sunrise Radio Podcast.
पिछले कुछ दिनों से आप खबरों में एक खास खबर अक्सर सुन रहे हैं और वो है यूरोप में सीरिया और मुख्तलिफ मुल्कों से हजारों की तादाद में आने वाले रिफ्यूजियों के बारे में। जब भी आप रेडियो या टेलीविजन खोलते हैं तो यही खबर मिलती है। आपके अपने शहर ब्रैडफोर्ड में भी सैकड़ों की तादाद में लोग रिफ्यूजी की तरह आए हैं। यहां रहने वाले लोग इन मेहमानों के बारे में क्या सोचते हैं?
I think we should have accepted a lot more than we did. For the city size and the amount of places available, and we're already really diverse, I think we should have just gone, yes, more.
I think we should be very welcoming to people, and just remember that we've got very privileged lives in this country, and that we've got a lot of space in Bradford, and we've got the resources and diversity to deal with the influx.
I just see it as a positive. People coming from different places brings variety to the country.
We talk about this issue of refugees, but we're contributing towards it by, you know, making our countries unsafe to live in.
You know, I'm happy for people that obviously it's dangerous in their country and they're coming here because they want to be safe, and we should welcome people.
First of all, it's really bad that these people just had to move from their motherland, and hopefully they will just find the peaceful place that they can live in peace and happy.
I think there's a lot of stigma regarding the refugees, and I think they've been given a really difficult time, and I have a lot of sympathy for them because they've obviously come from a very difficult situation.
So, लोगों के मिले जुले ख्याल हैं, लेकिन जो यहाँ पहुँच चुके हैं, वो कौन-कौन सी जगहों से आए हैं?
I am from Syria. I came to Bradford about a month ago. My family was killed in the war. All I think I need now is safety.
My name is Bashir Youssef. I am from Syria.
I came here because of the war that happened, the killings that happened, everything was destroyed there. Also, I lost my family.
I am from Pakistan, and my relationship is from a Pakistani Muslim family. And because of Pakistan, there are security reasons here.
मेरा नाम अब्दुल अजीज है और मैं यहाँ बांग्लादेश से आया
था। I'm from Gambia. 5 years ago, I was forced into forced marriage.
My name is Hisham Al Mahani. I'm from Syria. I am married. I have 2 kids, so I left them back home. Only came here with 1 suitcase. It was also risky to stay there.
My name is Portia Dirwai. I was a civil servant in Zimbabwe, and things didn't go well. That's why I came to England.
The most important thing that I found here in Bradford and England is to find a safe place to live in. So this is the most important thing that I was trying to find in my country, which I couldn't find.
आखिर ब्रैडफोर्ड में ऐसी कौन सी बात है जो लोगों को यहाँ खींच कर लाती है? लीजिए ब्रैडफोर्ड के एक खास बाशिंदे से ही पूछ लेते हैं।
I'm Toby Howarth. I'm the Bishop of Bradford in the new Anglican Diocese of West Yorkshire and the Dales. Bradford is a great place to be talking about the whole refugee and migrant issue, because Bradford has been a city of sanctuary, whether formally or informally, since Bradford became an industrial major city. That's always been because of migrants, people coming here to work, and they've always been welcomed. And we also know here in Bradford what immigrants bring and how positive that can be.
यहाँ Bradford में मुख्तलिफ किस्म के लोग हैं, हर मुल्क से कोई ना कोई आदमी मिल जाता है, मुख्तलिफ जुबान बोलते हैं, मुख्तलिफ मजहब के भी लोग हैं।
Bradford में आके मुझे सिक्योरिटी का एहसास हुआ है, और मैं समझती हूँ कि मैं और मेरे बच्चे हम यहाँ पे सिक्योर हैं। यहाँ के लोग बहुत अच्छे हैं, बहुत हेल्पिंग हैं, मदद करने वाले हैं।
ब्राडफोर्ड सिटी ऑफ सैंक्चुअरी है, यानी यहाँ हम लोगों को मदद करते हैं जो अपने ममालिक को छोड़ कर यहाँ आते हैं।
सिटी ऑफ सैंक्चुअरी is actually a movement across the country where cities say we want to be particularly welcoming to migrants, and we want to have some infrastructure, partly through the formal structures of the council, but largely really through voluntary organizations.
Lekin yahan pahunchne ke baad refugee aur asylum seekers ko kaun kaun si mushkilon ka samna karna padta hai?
two things refugees find difficult. The first one is English language. The other thing that I found Syrians difficult is the adopting the system.
The most thing I find it difficult is when they claim benefits like JSA, Job Seekers Allowance, they're asked to look for jobs. They cannot even speak English. It's a big problem for them because it's a cultural shock.
The only thing that is very strange for me since I came from a warm country is the weather. So it's too rainy, gloomy, that you pay lots of money towards the bill for gas and electric.
Sabse zyada jo main samajhti hoon, hume language ka sabse pehle problem. Aur jo ghar hume diya gaya hai, wo itne acche halat mein nahi hai. Aur wahan pe health problems mujhe bahut sare hain, jinki wajah se mujhe kafi mushkilat pesh aa rahi hain.
So, इनका हल करने के लिए क्या कदम उठाए जा रहे हैं? क्या कोई इनकी मदद कर रहा है या इनको इनके हाल पर ही छोड़ दिया गया है? असल बात यह है कि कई संस्थाएं हैं जो इनकी मदद में लगी हैं.
I'm working as a support worker with Horton Housing Association. Basically, my role as a support worker is in two things. The association have few houses, so these refugees can access these houses. Or the other part of my job is to look after the Syrian refugees. I look after 7 families now.
Horton Housing Association ke mukhtalif services hai. फिलहाल हम सीरिया से जो लोग यहाँ लेबनन कैंप और एरबिल कैंप से आते हैं तो उनको हम मदद करते हैं रहाइश के लिए मकान देकर और ईसल क्लासेस में हम उनको ले जाते हैं ताकि वो अंग्रेज़ी सीखे बच्चों के लिए स्कूल में दाखिला लेते हैं और उनके हेल्थ नीड्स की भी हम देखभाली करते हैं.
इन संस्थाओं के साथ साथ चर्च भी इन लोगों की हर तरह से बहुत मदद कर रहा है. हमने ब्रैडफोर्ड के बिशप टोबी से पूछा कि चर्च रिफ्यूजियों के लिए क्या कर रहा है.
Yeah, churches have been on the forefront, I think, of responding to the refugee crisis. I guess we can call it a crisis in Europe in different ways. That's been locally through welcoming people. It's been nationally through the bishops in terms of advocacy, trying to talk with the government about how many people we can bring in, what's our policy going to look like. But there are also formal things like Beacon Housing, which is about providing housing for asylum seekers and refugees, or some other organisations which are looking particularly after the needs of people who are in this grey area where they've maybe been refused initially permission to stay and just making sure that there's practical help for people. But it's all rooted in what we believe, because as Christians we believe that being a refugee is so much a part of the experience of the founders of our faith, and particularly Jesus Christ himself.
सवाल उठता है कि क्या ये एक नई मुश्किल है या वक्त वक्त पर ये एक नया रूप लेकर आती है. आज से 2000 साल पहले भी एक खानदान को अपनी जान बचाने के लिए मिस्र भाग जाना पड़ा था. बात दरअसल उस वक्त की है जब, खैर चलिए किताब मुकद्दस से सुनते हैं.
सब लोग अपने नामों को अंदराज कराने के लिए अपने अपने गांव जाना शुरू किए. इस वजह से यूसुफ भी गलील के नासरत नाम के गांव से निकलकर यहूदा के बैतलहम गांव को गए. वो जब बैतलहम में थे तो मरियम को वसाए हमल का वक्त आ गया. इसका पेलोठा बच्चा पैदा हुआ, उन्हें सराय में कोई जगह ना मिली, इसीलिए मरियम ने बच्चा को कपड़े में लपेटकर जानवरों के बांधने की वो जगह जहां जानवर घास वगैरह खाते हैं बच्चे को इसमें सला दिया.
लेकिन कहानी यहीं पर खत्म नहीं होती. बच्चे को देखने के लिए कई आलिम मशरिक से आए. ये हेरोदेस बादशाह के लिए खतरे की बात थी. उसे अपनी बादशाहत खत्म होती नजर आई तो उसने हुक्म जारी किया कि सभी 2 साल तक की उम्र के बच्चों को कत्ल कर दिया जाए. लेकिन उस बच्चे का क्या होगा जो हाल ही में पैदा हुआ है? आइए कहानी आगे सुनते हैं.
मजहबी आलमों के चले जाने के बाद खुदावंद का फरिश्ता यूसुफ को ख्वाब में नजर आया और कहा, उठ जा, इस बच्चे को और इसकी माँ को साथ लेकर मिस्र को भाग जा, क्योंकि हेरोदीस इस बच्चे की तलाश में है कि उसको मार डाले, और जब तक मैं ना कहूं तुम मिस्र ही में आराम से रहना। इसके फौरन बाद यूसुफ उठा, बच्चा और उसकी माँ को साथ लेकर रात के वक्त में मिस्र को चला गया।
Palestine at that point was ruled by the Romans, and the Romans didn't rule directly, but they got a local king to be their proxy. Herod killed many members of his own family. He had a big secret police. Nobody knew who was spying on anybody else. So these are people coming from probably Iraq or Iran. These are the most sophisticated kind of astrologers. And they had seen in the stars that a king was going to be born, a king of the Jews. So they thought, all right, king of the Jews, where's he going to be? Capital. So they go to Herod's palace in Jerusalem and they say, where's this king? Herod gets freaked out. So he says, oh, that's great. You go and find out where that person is and come and tell me. And then I'll come and worship him too. Of course, he thinks, I'll find out where he is and I'll kill him. So the wise men, these astrologers from the east, they get warned in a dream. They don't come back to Herod. So he reckons out, okay, the star appeared at this time. In the last 2 years, a boy was born in Bethlehem. That's what the prophecy says. And that's when these people came. So we're going to have to kill every single boy in that village under 2 years old. Jesus was warned in a dream. His parents were warned in a dream. So they had to flee. They had to get out. And they went to the place which was normally the place where refugees would go from Palestine, which is to Egypt.
So is tarah 2000 saal pehle apni paidaish ke kuch hi arse baad khudaamand yesu ko apna mulk chhodkar ek refugee bankar dusre mulk ko jana pada, lekin wo wahan hamesha ke liye nahi gaya. Kahani abhi baki hai.
Herodes ke marne ke baad khudaamand ka farishta yusuf ko khwab mein phir nazar aaya. Farishta ne usse kaha, uth ja, बच्चा को और उसकी मां को साथ लेकर इसराइल को चला जा. तब यूसुफ उठा और बच्चा को और उसकी मां को साथ लेकर इसराइल को चला गया.
We're not completely sure, but at a certain point, King Herod himself dies, and so it's a bit safer. And Joseph gets a dream and says, it's all right, it's safe to go back. Don't go back to Bethlehem, but go back to where you originally lived, in Nazareth. So that's where they went.
So, maujooda halaat kaise hain? Kya aapko lagta hai ki aane wale dinon ya barson mein kuch sudhar aayega? Jo log is waqt apne mulk aur sarzameen se dur hain, wo kya sochte hain? लेकिन अगर सोचें तो क्या आप और मैं रिफ्यूजी नहीं हैं? ये दुनिया हमारा घर नहीं है. हम यहां कुछ ही वक्त के लिए आते हैं, लेकिन सोचते हैं कि बस यही हमारी मंजिल है. बिशप टोबी क्या कहते हैं?
द रीजन दैट इट्स सो इम्पोर्टेंट दैट जीसस वाज अ रेफ्यूजी फॉर क्रिश्चियंस, That's a very profound truth for us, because the New Testament in the Bible teaches us that actually our home, we don't have a permanent home here on earth. My home is in God. And that's, in a sense, a disconcerting thing, because it means don't put your roots down too much. But it's also a very comforting thing, in a sense, because it means wherever you go, and even if you are a refugee, as millions of Christians are, actually, they know, in a sense, they carry their home with them. That light which God gives us in Christ is a light which we carry within us. We have this hope that we are being called finally to live with God.
हम यहाँ चंद सालों के मेहमान हैं. अगर हमें अपना मुस्तकबिल बनाना है, तो वो यहाँ नहीं, बल्कि अपने हमेशा के मुल्क में बनाना है. लेकिन वहाँ पहुँचने का सिर्फ एक ही रास्ता है, और वो है खुदावंद यीशु मसीह. उसके अलावा और कोई रास्ता नहीं. वो आज भी आपके दिल में आने के लिए आपके दरवाजे पर खड़ा है. क्या आप इस क्रिसमस पर उसे अपने दिल में जगह देंगे, ताकि वो हमेशा के लिए जन्नत का दरवाजा आपके लिए खोल दे, और फिर आप रिफ्यूजी नहीं रहेंगे? आपको हमारी तरफ से क्रिसमस की बहुत बहुत मुबारकबाद. खुदा हाफिज.
Thank you. Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.